Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Joy, for the opportunity just to preach today and just to share what I feel is on the heart of God for us. Amen. I'm going to start off by saying I'm not going to pretend like I'm able to birth hunger in you. Let's just get that out the way. The Lord needs to come and do something in our hearts today that's far greater than anything I can try and say. And I'm not going to try and pretend that, oh, it's my youthfulness or my energy that is going to bring us forward into something. It's not. We need God to come and do something in our lives. Amen. But I really think it's been beautiful even already, just in the beginning of the service, even in the worship, just encountering and just seeing something of Jesus that's afresh today. And my prayer and my hope is that through this message that God would just reveal something deeper of his character to us. And that we would see him, and through that we would develop just a deeper need for him. You know, you're talking about hunger. Hunger's not a want. It's a need. If I don't eat, I'll die. Like, that's the essence of it. And I'm so mindful of that today. And I really, my prayer and my hope for this afternoon is that we would see Jesus as something more that we've seen him before. So with that in mind, I want to speak to us today about Jesus being the mediator of the new covenant. Mediator of the new covenant. So as I was preparing, I thought, what is a mediator? You know, well, what does it mean? And how is Jesus this mediator of this new covenant, this new relationship between God and man? So I Googled, as most people would do, trying to find something out. And Google defines a mediator as someone who is a representative between two parties in order to resolve a conflict. Someone who spans the gap. It's someone who is a go-between. And Jesus is the mediator between us and God. And I want to unpack that for us today. Let's start off in 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Chris, if you could put that up for us, please. Awesome. Let's read this together. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Let's read that again, just because it's awesome. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Do we agree that sin is a problem? Cast our minds back to the garden. Sin into the world. And what happened? There was a rift between God and man. A divide was brought into the universe because of sin. And Jesus came into this world to reconcile man back to God. To illustrate this a bit better, I want to tell us a story. There was a time when I was in grade 10. I was still in school, and I did design in school, and there was a competition that was coming up between different schools in the Western Cape, and it was a bridge building competition. And essentially what this was, I've got a video for us that we can look at just a little bit later, but essentially there was a task at hand. Each kind of group of students had a brief to construct a bridge out of like wooden sticks and glue. They had to like span a gap between two metal beams or so. And we had a lot of time to do it. It took about 6 or so hours. Being teenage boys, we were very competitive and we didn't want to come last. And after the bridges were built, they were tested according to how much weight that they could bear. There was a weird contraption that attached to the bridge, pulled it with like a bunch of pulleys, and you put weight on it, and just to see how much weight it could bear before it collapsed. So to illustrate this better, I've got a video for us that we can have a look at. And this is our bridge being weighed. So just notice the weight coming on. You see us there, that's little me. I was about 16 at the time. So essentially, look on the side there. You see the bridge that we took so long to make. A lot of sweat and tears went into building that thing. We were so proud of it. We were definitely the underdogs. We had no idea what we were doing, but we were committed. We were going to get this thing going. And notice the two sides on the other side that the bridge is bridging across, and there's the weight, that little triangle yellow thing. And that is building all the weight down. So you can go ahead and play the clip and watch as we just add the weight to this thing. And at some point, it will snap. So, watch out for that.
That's the neat looking bridge. It's the sort of bridge that you see on the South African railways, and it's been there on the SAR lines, for the past 150 years, just about. 12.5, 50 coming up. Maybe a little bit tucked in, a little bit of bunching there. Right, here we are. What happened?
Yes, you can see I got quite a fright there.
The top member was only one.
That's cool, yeah, it fades out there. But interesting. That was such a cool experience. I was really privileged to have that opportunity. I think it was being overseen by like the South African Institution of Civil Engineering or some crazy thing. We were so proud that our bridge got to be about 30 kilograms before it broke. We were like, yes, we're not lost. Come on. And I think the winner of the competition that day was some school, I can't remember the name, but they got 200 kilograms of weight with the little wooden bridge. Flipping overachievers. But but yeah, we were very chuffed that we didn't come last. But with that aside, I believe this is a really powerful illustration in understanding and seeing Jesus as being the bridge between man and God. Bear with me for a second. There are a few key things I want to highlight in this illustration. So if you could almost visualize this in your mind with me. We saw the bridge. We saw the one side and the other side. Picture God being on the one side. Picture humankind being on the other side. Picture yourself being there. And what is the weight in this analogy? What is the weight that's pulling it down? The weight is sin and the law. God's perfect standard that we see in the Old Testament, in all of Scripture. And what is the bridge in this video? What is the bridge that this is trying to illustrate? This bridge is the metaphorical bridge that we try to build in order to reach God on our own efforts, under our own merit. And what happens? What happens? It breaks. And what is very significant about this competition was that it was not a test of who could bear all the weight, because everyone knew that their bridge was going to break at one point. The question was, when? No one went into that competition expecting to bear all of the weight at one time. They knew it's going to break at one point. That's why we put the weights on very slowly, because we knew it was going to break at some point. But what I really want to have so prominently at the beginning of this message is that this is the same in trying to reach God and trying to be accepted by God, or try to bear the weight on our own without anyone to help us. What happens? It fails. Scripture says about the Old Testament, the Old Testament was faulty. It was flawed. It could not change the heart of man. It could show us where sin was evident. It could show us these things that were wrong. It could highlight the things that were wrong, but it could not change the heart of man. Trying as hard as you can will not be good enough. Because what? Because we are sinful. We are Adam and Eve, that corrupted humanity. It's such a deeper problem than we actually realize. And it doesn't matter how hard we work. We took 6.5 hours to build that thing, and what? It was destroyed in 30 seconds. So we can't bridge the gap. We need somebody else to. Not only that, we need God himself to bridge the gap from his side. Because he's not corrupt. We're corrupt. We're flawed. We are imperfect, but God is perfect. We need somebody else to reach from their side and bear the full weight of sin and the law. This is the only way that we can be united with God. There is no other way. I want to say that the good news today is that Jesus has already crossed the divide. Amen? More than that, he's not only the mediator, he is the sacrifice as well. Not only has he stood in the gap, reaching out to us, but he has already borne the full weight of sin and fulfilled the law without even flinching. The bridge we were making, it got to a point and it looked great. It was coming along nicely. The commentator was saying, wow, I don't see any fault here. You guys are doing well. And then what happened? Little crack came in, and then slowly but surely, it just failed. Christ is perfect. He is the sacrifice that we could not make. The word says the wages of sin is death. Somebody needs to die. We all have a death sentence on our name. But the good news is that Jesus has paid that debt already. Paid it in full. And by faith, we can receive the forgiveness through him alone. I want us to look at John 3, verse 17. If you can put that up, Brother Chris. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. If you're feeling condemned today, but in order that the world may be saved through him. This is the good news. This is the gospel. I want us to look at Hebrews 7, verse 25. And that says, therefore he is able to save completely. Other translation says, completely forever. There's no end. Save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. The word says Christ has died and he's risen again. He cannot die again. We have a Savior who is alive. Amen? Is this ringing true in our spirits today? We serve a God who is alive. Truly he is able and truly he is mighty to save. Why? Because he has overcome. He has borne the full weight. The enemy wants to come and accuse and say, hang on, there's this area, I see this little speck of dirt on your robe. You can't come to God because you're sinful. How dare you come before God? You've got this, you've made mistakes. So often we respond in, oh, Satan, you're right. Our response should be, yes, Satan, you are right. I am not justified by my works. I'm justified by the righteousness of Jesus alone. Let that be a liberating truth in our hearts today, church. Let the truth of the gospel set us free today. So often we find, this is evident for all of us, we try and find our own way to God. We try and build our own bridge. We try and bear the weight of our sin on our own. We try and see Jesus as a stepladder. Kind of, remember the rich young ruler. Oh, Jesus, I've already completed 8 of the 10 commandments. Help me get the other 2. Help me just to, you know, I'm pretty sorted here. Just help me with the last step, and then I'll be in heaven with you. Then I'll be justified. No. Jesus did not come to make bad people good. Jesus is not my help. Jesus doesn't just give me a little boost. Oh, you're almost righteous enough. Let me just help you. Picture ourselves as Lazarus. We're dead. We need to be made alive. Christ is our righteousness. Christ has to be everything for us. It can't just be a little speed boost. Come on. Let us see it this way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. There is only one way to heaven. There's only one way to the Father. And that is one name. That is the name of Jesus. Acts 4 verse 12 says that there is only one name given to humanity by which we may be saved. Not try hard enough. Not go on the treadmill of trying to polish your own works good enough. No, one name, Jesus. Let us rejoice in this name, Jesus, today. Are you feeling lighter yet? Are you feeling liberated in your understanding? Are you feeling that you can take a deep breath and just, oh, God, you accept me because not of what I've done, but because of what you've done. In closing, I want to urge us to draw near again to the Father. You see, in all this analogy, and we can get so caught up in the bridge and the weight and the one side and the diameter of the wooden sticks and what's the concentration of the glue. The point of a bridge is what? To cross the divide. Hebrews 10 reminds us, therefore, since Jesus has already been the mediator, He already is the mediator. He already is the sacrifice. Therefore, let us confidently draw near to the Father. It's all great to have a bridge, but let us recognize this and say, thank you, God. We will enter into your courts today with thanksgiving and be with you. And in closing, I want to ask a few questions. The last time that you checked, how much was your bridge holding? How confident have you been in your efforts before God? It's so easy to fall into self-justification or self-righteousness. Like, God, I'm feeling good because I've done enough good stuff. Or, yeah, I feel like I can have a relationship with God because I've had half an hour quiet time every day. And even a 35-minute quiet time on Tuesday. Wow, I'm so righteous today. God is wanting to tweak this understanding in us, church. Let us be people who trust fully in Christ alone. How confident are you in your efforts? Are you still trying to bridge your gap to God? Just ask this question in your heart. I want to say to you that the truth is that Christ has already bridged the gap. And the bridge that he's made cannot be overcome. It cannot be. There's no weight heavy enough to shipwreck Christ. None. Zero. This is the good news, church. And as I come into a close, I want us to kind of close our eyes and just focus on the Lord in this. Because I feel there's a spiritual response that the Lord wants us to make in his presence today. So often we say, God, come and do what you want to do. Come and have your way, God. We just want to do what you want to do. I felt the Lord whisper to me this week as I was preparing. And I felt him say, David, what I want is just to be with you. Yes, God has plans for our lives to go there, do this, have certain inheritances. And, you know, God has all these plans. But the one thing that he just wants is to be with us. So my prayer today and my urge today for us is that we would come and surrender again to God. To stop sweating and stop trying hard and just to believe in the finished work of Jesus. Christ is more than enough, just as Dion said in the beginning. And following on from Hebrews 10, let us earnestly seek him today. Let our eyes be locked with his beautiful eyes today. Let our eyes be locked with the eyes of the bridegroom today. Let's focus on him and him alone. So Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for this message. I thank you for your spirit that is cutting hearts right now. Spirit, come and reveal a new aspect of the face of Jesus today. Jesus, we say that we love you. We say that we adore you. We say that you are the only one that we desire, God. And God, we surrender the areas that we have been putting our trust in, whether it's been our own efforts or it's been man-made things or it's been things that have been tangible and visible. We choose to put our trust again today in the invisible, almighty God.